freaking beautiful day today. I'd crawl under a rock, but it's gorgeous out here. How you guys doing, Chicago? Man, it's awesome to be here. We're Addison Road. We're from Dallas, Texas. It is 105 degrees there today, so thank you, God, for letting us be here with you. We're very excited, and this is for sure the roughest start to a show we've ever had in our whole entire lives. So I'm glad we're here to share this little moment together. I think we're good friends now in a special way. We really are excited to be here with you guys. It's going to be a great weekend for you. And my dad always says, if you're going to have a super good day, you got to kick it off with some love. So I need everybody out there, even you guys sitting down in the back, to stand up, show some love, and get some hugs out. That's right. Everybody in this place needs a great big old hug.
Me, is that cool? You like to sing? It goes something like this. 2, 3, 4. There we go. 2, 3, 4. A little bit louder. 1, 2, 3, 4. There we go. One more time. As loud as you can. 2, 3, 4. There we go. You got it. Put your hands up like this, it's kind of fun. I know it's old.
I may never be the one that gets a second glance. I may never be the one they call the prettiest. That's alright with me.
Yeah.
try to hear from heaven, but I talk the whole time. I think I made you too small, 'cause I've never feared you at all. No, if you touch my face, would I know you? Look into my eyes, could I behold you? And what do I know of you, who spoke me into motion? Where have I even stood but the shore along your ocean? Are you fire? Are you fury? Are you sacred? Are you beautiful? Lord, what do I know? What do I know of holding? Hope that the Lord gives us, and I think sometimes that's such a cliche thing to say, right? Because it's easy to say that to somebody when they're hurting, and you know, just trust in the Lord, hope in the Lord, and sometimes those words sound so hollow and they ring so untrue in our moments of struggle. And the truth is, at the end of the day, the Lord is faithful and the Lord is good, and we may not always feel like it, we may not always even see it. We may not see that light at the end of the tunnel, but it's there. I woke up, amen. I woke up yesterday morning and two things. Had an email from our church pastor, who I love to death, who's just been diagnosed with colon cancer. And then I turned on CNN and there's the Jakarta bombings in the hotels. I should know not to turn CNN on in the morning, right? I mean, it's the most depressing people in the world. You know, and I felt kind of hopeless. Like, really, you know, why? Why is there so much bad stuff in this world? And the Lord reminded me so quickly, you know, Jenny, there's all this bad stuff, but at the end of the day, I give you hope. And I promise to make all things new and all people new. I don't know where you are today. I don't know why you're out here, where you find yourself in life. I don't know if it's in the midst of divorce or loneliness or trying to figure out your life or disease or brokenness. I don't know where you're at, but I do know that the Lord knows you. He knows you by name, and he holds you in the palm of his hands, and he says he will not let go. He will not forget your name. He will not turn his back on you. But like the father, he will wait, like the prodigal son, waiting for you to come back home to him, and he will throw a party when he sees you coming back. That's the Lord we serve today. That gives me hope. We hope that you guys find hope today as you enjoy all the musicians that are out here. Thank you so much for sticking around. This is called Hope Now.
Everything rides on hope now.
much for coming out.